don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Browns fans, you can secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. And by 2014, it will be the new look First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Joining us now, Gerard Cherry. Gerard, three in a row, fourth quarter leads blown by the Cleveland Browns. What is the Dr. Cherry's diagnosis?
It could be a couple things, Nathan. It's either poor conditioning or just no mental prowess whatsoever to sustain the idea that, hey, we can win a football game. It's gotten to that point, and I know people are saying, what's the answer? And no one wants to hear the critical truth, but the truth is guys simply aren't tough enough. Guys simply going to those fourth quarters, not doing what's necessary to pull a victory out. And it comes down to saying, you know what, I refuse to lose. But it can't be just one or two guys. That's what's so beautiful about the sport of football. It has to be a collective mindset. And when it's lacking in one area, it's going to show up in the win column as a L.
Gerard, get more into the conditioning thing. How, other than the result, the numbers that say that this team is collapsing in the fourth quarter, beyond that, what are your eyes telling you that suggest, because you brought this up on the Browns Overtime show that we did for Sports Time Ohio yesterday with Michael Regei, and you're bringing it up now. Can you expand on that, please?
Yeah, I certainly can. And when I say conditioning, it means physically and mentally. When you're preparing throughout the course of the week, are you saying to yourself, and are you doing enough through the course of the week to say fourth quarter? For example, Wednesday and Thursday, you're putting in installation for your first, second down, and probably third down. Friday is what we do with 2 minute in red zone. On all those days in which you do meaningful work, are you applying yourself and preparing yourself to a level to which you can prepare and play all out for four full quarters? And if you're not doing that, that might be an issue from a practice standpoint. And then when you're actually in the football games, when you have those critical moments when your body's telling you to quit, especially in cold weather. Because just imagine, when you walked out of a building yesterday, you probably said to yourself, oh my gosh, how the heck do they even do this?
I did.
So, right there, you're battling with yourself, because part of your mind is saying, it's not worth it, it's not worth it. And that's that demon that you have to put to bay and shut up and say, no, it is worth it. I have to pay the price. And you're always going to have that situation come around, but it's even more so pronounced in your head when the games are cold and you're saying to yourself, it's meaningless and doesn't count for anything beyond just a win. So just having the ability to mentally go beyond that and say, you know what, this does matter. This is something that I have to apply myself to and pay the price. And you obviously got to do it for four full quarters. And we've seen this team start off on a quarter. Next in Cincinnati, for example, quarter, great quarter of football. Next thing you know, shut it down mentally as a team. You go to the game against the Detroit Lions, play a great half, shut it down mentally as they come out of halftime as a football team. Let's go back 2 weeks ago with the Patriots. Play a, what, three quarters in 13 minutes, and then collapse. So at this point, it has to be mental, because physically they have to know that they can do it, and it must be something they're doing preparation-wise as a player. A coach can only say so much, but it is also a coach's job to direct these guys from the mental standpoint to say, here's what you need to be visualizing. Here's what you need to be saying to yourself. And I'd be shocked if the coaches were not saying that to these guys.
When you look at this team outside of the quarterback position, what is the most important piece you want to see added this offseason to prevent things like this from happening?
Is it
more in your mind a mental thing rather than adding a player at a certain position that could, you think, help buttress this team?
Well, you're going to have to add those players, Nathan, so it is part of it. And you're going to have to add those players who have that mental fortitude to take that next step and to say, no, we're not going to relinquish this lead, and we're going to do everything it takes and make a play and make things happen and not have the same mistakes repeated over and over again. And it does require players to do that, and it can also require a change of attitude and a change of heart. And that's the frustrating part about this team in particular, because I've watched so many games this year, and a lot of the dialogue on this station has been the Browns aren't better than what they were last year. I disagree with that.
I disagree
wholeheartedly. I think the Browns are much better than what they were last year. The only problem is you can't close out deals. They still wind up, the losses are surmounting. Yes, they are. But you have a situation where this team is actually in games and should be winning them. I can look through three quarters of the season and say, you know what? You should have won that game. I'd have been making stuff up last year and fabricating if I try to point that out with what took place in 2012 as well as 11. But this year I can actually say you should be winning these games.
Last thing is just in terms of the mindset for these final 2 weeks. It seems to me that this is going to be an extremely difficult run to keep focused. I know this is a big pet peeve of yours about balling out and wanting to finish strong and making the statements, Gerard, but you know that's a lot easier said than done right now, man.
It certainly is, Vic. And maybe these last two games might be where you get over this hurdle, which is the mental hang-up that you can actually do things, because you see it collegially and you see it on the high school level. If you're in the part of a losing organization, even on a pro level, it's hard to stop believing that you're not a loser, and that's pretty much what's going on here. So, yes, these last two games can mean a lot for your career, as well as this organization goes from a collective winning mindset as well.
Gerard, great stuff. Of course, you can get more great stuff from Gerard because he'll be on with Bruce Hooley and Hooley and Gerard, which follows this show, on in a few minutes. Thank you, my man.
All right, take care, guys. And, man, right. I look forward to having some victory parties with you.
We got it at some point, right?
And these Mondays are
We'll make a New Year's resolution to have that in 2014, apparently.
Mondays are so empty. I know. Yeah, that's clearly going to be when it happens. All right. We want to thank Mary Kay Cabot and Tom Withers for being part of this show for the roundtable, which, of course, was served by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. Want to thank Gerard Cherry for being on this show. And I want to thank all the great help we got from Jason Gibbs getting that sound from Paul Kruger. Of course, Megan Rock in studio here. She's doing tweets, and she is going to also be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, which will be posted on ClevelandBrowns.com in a little bit. I want to thank our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, for his great work as always. And your calls. Good calls today. Good thoughts. And I think people are getting into that, sliding into that mode of, you know, we're looking ahead.
I think people are kind of over it a little bit. And now it's, you know, I do feel a sense of more positive energy, though, rather than people saying, you know, this team sucks and they're never going to be good. I think people realize that in losing, they are somehow better than they were last year. So
I've been so excited for you to finally have a nickname, which you do now, so that I can say the following. For Nate Dogg, I'm notorious. How's that? I'm notorious. Just leave it at that and fill in the rest.
Fill in the rest.
Cleveland, you've been listening to
between breaks.
Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
More weeks.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.